Since iTunes only keeps the last 100 episodes of any show, some of our show topics that seem to help the most people are no longer available when people search on iTunes. So, in an effort to make that information available to more people, from time to time we're going to re-air some of our most popular show topics. You can also go to kickitnaturally.com and search for any topic in our search box. For now, enjoy this show that originally aired in 2014.
T.C. Hill is not a doctor and does not claim to be a doctor or licensed in any type of medical field. Don't be an idiot and use anything heard on the show as medical advice. This information should be used for educational purposes only, and you should contact your doctor for any medical advice. Now get off me. Welcome to Kick It Naturally. I'm Kenna McEnroe, and I'm here with T.C. Hale, author, producer, man.
I'm a man.
He's a man.
I'm a man.
He's a man. He's a man. He's a mighty good man. And we've also got Will Schmidt.
Man.
Yeah, he's manly too. All
right.
But he did some cooking today, and he can cook as well, ladies. He can cook. Today, all of our listeners can get a free audiobook from audible.com. Just go to kickitinthenuts.com/audiobook for more details.
So with a sponsor, I didn't know how it was going to work, but it ends up they just gave us a jet. But it says Audible on the jet.
Oh, lame.
I know, it's kind of lame.
So embarrassing.
Kind of ruins the whole jet.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So today we're going to be talking about stress.
Nah.
Oh, we've already done that one.
No. You're still stuck on that.
Start over.
Why you got to still talk about that?
I don't know. I'm stressed out. Okay, let me start over.
No, I think you should just start over the part about... Let's talk about stress.
So today we're going to be talking about cold sores and canker sores and all that yummy stuff. If you're eating now would be time to puke, you know. We were going
to
be talking about all this stuff.
It's helpful to puke like that.
Exactly. So I've already introduced people.
Me.
Yeah.
Tony.
Oh, I've already introduced Tony. I introduced Will.
Will was
we're
a man.
All here. Okay. Yeah.
You're
my
Kenna.
Blood pressure's low. I'm fading.
Snack.
Yeah. I need a crepe or something. So what's up? How come some people get these things and how come some people are blessed like me and don't? I'm gonna knock on wood right now.
Right. Just knock on a lot of things. We're going to talk about cold sores and canker sores, and there can
What's
be a difference in there, the spelling of it, but the cold sores are pretty cut and dry to deal with in most cases, and we're going to talk about what you can do to not have them show up and deal with them and stuff like that. Canker sores, we'll get into a little more complicated stuff, but cold sores, for the most case, it's herpes. That's what it is. Hey, thanks. Thanks for letting me have that thing that you had on your lip.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It does keep on giving. And but so basically it's a virus. And once you have the virus in your body, you're screwed
for the rest of your life.
Well, you always have the virus. You were already screwed before. No. Pausing for editing.
Yeah, you can also get those from kissing, too.
Or cups, sharing cups.
Right, you can share cups or lick somebody's toothbrush. You know, whatever you got to do to get it. But what it is it's a virus. So if you understand how viruses work in the body, then you can adjust your chemistry to a way to where that virus can't flower.
And how do viruses work in the body?
Well, we'll talk about that by cracky. So that's the situation, is when you have a cold sore, it's that virus, you know, it's like flowering. It's like, hey, I'm going to get some attention and some action, and I'm going to take over some stuff. But if you can keep that virus from flourishing, then you never get the cold sores.
So bed sores are from being in bed. Cold sores are from being in the cold.
Cold, right. It's just when you're too cold.
Cool.
No. And it's my understanding, whether this is true... Who knows? Because I don't always know stuff. But it's my understanding that you can only get the herpes virus from someone if they're having an outbreak.
Oh.
To where they have actual sores. If
Ew.
It's they may have it in their body, but if it's not, if the virus is not active and there's not a sore, that you can't catch it. Now that could be completely wrong. That's just.
That could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
Just disregard everything we say.
Well, Tony said I couldn't get it.
But so, like, I got to ask a question. If you're going to make out with somebody with sores all over them, that's already right there.
Well, you might already be drunk. I mean, there's no telling why that happened.
Like, next morning. Wow, I didn't see all those.
I mean, the person could have said, "Well, oh, I just have a zit, and it's just right on my lip." You know, who tells? Yeah. Who knows what's going on? Why you
it's
got
all
it?
Crusty.
But the main situation is once you have the virus, there are ways to control it to where you can literally never have another cold sore again.
Cool.
Right. If you pay attention and you act at the right time and stuff like that. Do you have anything to talk about?
Right,
you want to talk about how viruses work? Or?
Well, yeah, sure. We can talk about that. So my favorite, you know, scientist to reference when we talk about this stuff is Emmanuel Ravici, who's really...
Oh, I love him.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. He's probably...
You don't know
amazing.
Who he's talking about, do you?
No,
Kenna,
I don't.
All right.
He's incredible. Einstein said he had the greatest brain he'd ever seen. And that says a lot because he had a pretty great brain.
Einstein knew some stuff.
He did. And Ravici, like, focused his whole life on trying to cure cancer, and in the midst of it, just discovered a lot about how stuff works in life in general. And he found that viruses really thrive in particular environments inside the cell when there isn't much oxygen or when the tissues are deplete of calcium. So we'll talk about ways to shift your chemistry to make sure that your tissues have calcium and also that your cells are sufficiently oxygenated so that viruses can't really breathe.
Can't thrive so well.
Yeah.
Right. And they can still exist, but they can't replicate and thrive and flower and do all the stuff that makes you have a cold sore.
Okay.
So we've talked about some of these topics before in our the common cold episode that we did. Mm-hmm. So we probably got into a lot more depth into that show. If you want to hear that one, you can find it on iTunes or Stitcher if you have an Android phone.
And if you haven't already liked us or follow us on Facebook, you need to right now. It's imperative.
Imperative.
And the first 1,000 people that do this today, you're going to win a copy of Tony's book.
Okay. That's
so go to Facebook at
Kickin' you're
going to
win it
nuts.
On the day that Amazon is giving it away for
exactly.
free.
Exactly. Yeah. Go to Facebook and follow us, whatever, join Kick It in the Nuts. And we're going to post topics there that we're going to be doing in future shows. And you guys, you know, we'll try to answer those questions for you, hopefully. Right. And
right.
Yeah.
And Kenna, what she meant was the first 1,000 people won't receive an actual copy, but they will receive a phone call from Kenna. Well, Kenna will read the book to you.
Or
on the phone.
Actually, Tony will come to your house and make you a 12-course meal and have that meal with you, and then he'll be your lifelong friend.
Please, nobody like us.
Actually, I meant not the first 1,000 people. I meant the first person will do the person that gets to 1,000, like boom, 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 ding, ding, ding. You're the 1,000. Person that person gets it, not all
person.
Thousand.
It's already over like 60,000. Yeah, so
no, I meant today, starting
okay.
today.
All right. Starting
and
now.
It's not clear.
Yeah, everybody's really confused about what they're going to win.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll win anything. And I
don't know.
Won't.
I could be a big liar.
We'll
do a
before.
Show on that and compulsive lying.
Okay, good. That'll be the next topic. So that's one thing we want to look at, and the most important factor to understand is having enough calcium at the tissue level, because this kind of is the trigger that allows your immune system to know that, hey, there's an invader and it's time to attack and take care of this. And if a person doesn't have enough calcium, it's like the alarm never goes off and your immune system is just sitting there watching an old episode of Andy Griffith or something like that. So
I wish Tony would start watching TV
different
in this
shows.
Decade.
Yeah. And I could
you
use references.
Modern Family. Or
yeah, I like. Yeah, I like that. So that's a big deal. If you have a cold sore, you know that you don't have enough calcium at the tissue level for your immune system to attack that particular virus at that time. So that's what we're going to talk about today a lot is understanding how to know if I do have enough calcium. And a lot of people think, oh, well, I should just supplement calcium, but that's not always the case.
Yeah. No, we need to do things that keep calcium at the tissue level and not do things that pull calcium out of the tissue. So you could have plenty of calcium in your system and it could be in the wrong place for different reasons, like sugar and vitamin D. Those are two like kind of very common culprits that will pull calcium out of the tissue level or out of the tissues and into the bloodstream.
Right.
So those mega doses of vitamin D, even like excess sun, if you're already low on minerals, like if you're electrolyte deficient, your blood pressure's kind of low, you're going to be more susceptible to this calcium deficit problem. So say you go out for spring break, you get a lot of sun, you drink alcohol, like sugary margaritas, and then all of a sudden you get cold sores. You're like, oh man,
yeah,
no one's gonna make out with me on spring break,
right?
So you
right.
want to take steps to make sure you're driving calcium into the tissues through things like fatty acids. Like olive oil is a great catalyst to help pull calcium into the tissue, as well as some other like amino acids like L-lysine, and also making sure that you are getting enough calcium in your diet through different like very available ones. Like calcium lactate is typically a pretty absorbable.
Right. And you can also, you could even look at your blood pressure, and if it's low, that's a good indication that minerals are already low. So maybe that is an appropriate time where you could use a little more calcium. But if your blood pressure is high, then adding more calcium could be a problem. And it, for you, it's more probably more of a situation of moving the calcium to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So we'll talk about some tests that you can run on yourself at home that you can give you some indications of what's going on.
I run a test on me quite often. It's called a pregnancy test.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I run that.
It's a different kind of test. Okay. We probably won't use that, but okay. That and cold sores do go hand in hand sometimes.
Oh, cool. Right. Awesome. Are we ready for questions?
Sure.
We'll hey, take y'all. One. Y'all ready for questions? Shoot. Let's get it going. Oh. Colette. From Malibu, California. Cold sores seem to come on after major sugar splurges. Any correlation there?
Yes. So Will just talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, a little spring break action.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All that stuff. The sugars, starches as well, not just sugary stuff, but that will pull the calcium out of the tissue levels. It'll also push you to be more anabolic. So when you want to look at a couple of different markers, like on your binge, like did you push yourself to be anabolic? You can look at things like your urine pH. If it's higher than it should be, that's an anabolic trait. If you get fancy and you want to use the urine dipstick test that we recommend, you can look at the specific gravity of your urine. And if it's kind of low, that's also another good indicator that you're too anabolic.
Sure. And the reason that the sugar or the carbs or the alcohol even are a problem with the calcium is that the calcium likes to follow that sugar. So the calcium will leave the tissues where we want it to be, and it will follow the sugar. And wouldn't you follow the sugar?
I'd always follow the sugar anywhere to the end of the earth.
Right.
That goes for green juices too. Like sometimes people think that, oh, they're just awesome, healthy. And then, yeah, there's all these electrolytes in it, and there are, but it's still liquid sugar to your cells.
And when it's liquid sugar, it's even worse. And that's why drinking a lot of times can cause that problem.
I don't want to hear this. Bada, swing, bada, bada.
So when we talk about looking at your urine pH, we teach people how to test their urine pH in our free 4-week digestion course or in any of my books.
KickItInTheNuts.com. You know, I have a fancy website too.
You do? But you don't teach people how to pee on stuff?
No, I don't.
No, she totally does. Just
not the pee. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so when you learn how to look at your urine pH, if it's over 6.5, that's a good indication that calcium may be higher in the bloodstream, but that's not where you want it to be. You want to be able to push more down to the tissues. So you could take steps like using more olive oil or supplements like lysine or maybe some fatty acids. And then you could check your pH again later and see, did it go down? And that can be a good indication that you've pushed some calcium down to the right place.
Push it.
Push it good.
I wish we had music.
Like a DJ?
Yeah, a DJ up in here spinning. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
If you're a health, fitness, or nutrition professional, check out our other podcast, Six Figure Health Pro. We dig into the latest marketing techniques and business growing strategies for health professionals. To learn how to take your business to the next level, search for Six Figure Health Pro on iTunes or Stitcher, or go to sixfigurehealthpro.com to learn more. Now do what you're told.
Okay, Michelle, some random questions. Why do canker sores always seem to come in groups? Are they like caused by a virus or from eating the wrong food? Is it true that I should throw away my toothbrush and gargle with sea salt?
I like Michelle.
Michelle's cool.
Yeah. When you look, that's where canker sores can be a little more confusing because they can have multiple causes. But I do see a lot of canker sore clients that if they take the same steps that you would use for cold sores and just make sure that there is enough calcium at the tissue level, that all of a sudden those canker sores don't show up as much, and it helps it a lot. And you can do, especially by looking at your urine pH. If it goes high, then that can be an indication, hey, a canker sore may be coming on. I should take steps now to lower it. And even if you just lower it with ascorbic acid, which is a cheap form of vitamin C, mm-hmm. That can help keep the canker sores from coming mm-hmm. on.
MSM also is another sure. easy one.
Mm-hmm. MSM is a sulfur-based pro-catabolic mineral. So it can lower urine pH as well. Lysine seems to be the most effective thing. And people, you'll read a lot about people using lysine on for cold sores, but it's because it helps push calcium back down to the tissue level, and that's why it's working.
Yeah. Which brings us to Liza. Does taking lysine regularly keep cold sores from appearing? I don't know. I just thought that was like Liza
Minnelli.
Seems
like what she would do.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, I mean, you know, people may be frustrated where they're like, oh, they're taking lysine. It's a really common sort of approach. Like at Whole Foods, it's like cold sore medication is just there. So they may already be doing that. And if you're already on lysine and you're still having issues, it's because like you're not doing enough to shift your body chemistry to really like keep calcium at the tissue level and push yourself into a more catabolic state or a balance between the catabolic and anabolic state. So you want to look at the other factors that can push you to be too anabolic, like overconsumption of carbs, too many saturated fats can also push you that direction. And also like the vitamin D thing we talked about.
Right. Vitamin D can be a big player there too. And we do have another episode. It's all about vitamin D if you want to hear more about that. But another thing about you don't just want to take all kinds of lysine because you could end up pushing yourself too catabolic and creating an imbalance in the other direction and other issues that can go with that. So it's more about balance. But what's fun is that you can cheat and you can look at your pH, even if it's just, you know, once a week, and kind of just stay tuned in and to what's going on, and it can let you know what steps you should take and if you should be taking more or less.
I'm starting to get the picture that, like, every person is different.
It's weird,
wow,
right?
Okay, yeah, and, like, we're all snowflakes. Well, no. And just because somebody gets canker sores for this reason, somebody else might get them for the next, and this may work for someone and not... Oh my God!
Wow,
yeah. This is like rocking my world. I know. I'm going to start one.
Right. So if your canker sores are caused by a virus, then it's a virus that's in your system, and it's just flowering because the opportunity is there. So you might not need to run from your toothbrush at that point if it's already in your system. I don't know the rules on that. Do you have rules on that?
You go through a lot of toothbrushes.
I know.
I mean, right.
Or
I
just
know.
Not brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Like the rules that I follow. Like since I've learned all this stuff, like teaching me in the course that we went through, I haven't been sick in 3 years. And I used to, when I was a kid, I used to get canker sores. I used to get like plantar warts, which is like warts on your feet. And they've all completely disappeared, even if like I'm surrounded by people with colds or whatever else, because I take steps to like keep myself in this healthy balanced swing between the catabolic state and the AM and anabolic at night. So I would recommend, like, if you start to feel like some or see symptoms, or you start to feel like a cold or flu, know that you're also susceptible again to like viral outbreaks in general.
Right.
So take steps to push yourself to be more catabolic and to drive calcium to the tissue level. So emphasize fatty acids, de-emphasize saturated fats, de-emphasize carbohydrates, de-emphasize vitamin D, and all the other things that can push your urine pH up.
Right.
Yeah, I have two roommates. My last two roommates have cold sores, get cold sores, and they can feel it. Like they said, they can feel them coming up. So
right.
The moment you can feel it, then you just start doing immediately what you know to do mm-hmm. or what you figured out to do. That's a doctor talking right
yeah.
there.
Not really.
Not really. John from Green, Ohio. I'll get a swollen taste bud from too much acid, fruits, tomatoes, etc., and small inside the mouth sores when my body is out of balance. I've gotten them ever since I was a kid. That started to sound like Jimmy Stewart a little.
Mm. But only a little.
But yeah.
Mm. So you were saying.
Jimmy Stewart will be more like a
diaper. His tongue was swollen.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, I used to get those when I was a kid too, when I would take too much vitamin C. So it can be an over-acidic situation where I don't know that the body's just trying to push out acids through that pore or not. But there was a trick that if you're sore is created by this, that you can take baking soda and stick it right, like just a little bit of water, and you kind of stick it on there and let it sit there, and it really stings because it's an over-alkaline thing meeting with an over-acidic tissue. But it kind of balances it out, and then it goes away really quickly. So, but you can see that that's a totally different cause for a canker sore or mouth sore than what we were talking about before.
Dave, I get cold sores when I'm sweating in the summer with dusty conditions. I clean with peroxide and wash with Ivory soap 99.44% pure every couple of hours that I can. Been doing that for a couple of decades and has worked awesome. I bet he has a high water bill. He takes showers every couple of hours.
I think he's just washing his face.
Skin off. Maybe he has no skin to get sores anymore.
I don't know. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens, is that people find something that just works for them for one reason or another. And then so they might tell their friend about it, and they try it, and it does nothing, because it could be a different situation. Yeah. I don't even know why that would help him.
Well, I guess could be, like, one, the summer could be triggering that whole excess vitamin D situation, which could make the tissues more susceptible to calcium loss,
right?
Which would make him have cold sores. And then the peroxide, it's a highly oxidizing agent, which is the opposite of an anabolic state, where there's under-oxidation inside the cells. So that would push you to be more catabolic. He could, like, without having to, like, take a bunch of showers, he could just take steps to improve his cell membrane permeability, like, drive himself to be a little more catabolic, and he might not need to pour all this oxidation in there.
I can hear Dave yelling at us now. I didn't say I shower, you idiots. I just washed my face. Now get off me.
That's true. You are true. But I put words in Dave's mouth.
That's okay. But, you know, one thing that's good to understand is that there are topical things that you can do for a cold sore. Like, they do have the topical lysine type of things where you're putting that right into the tissue so that it can help push minerals into the right place. So peroxide could be working that way as well. But if Dave was able to systemically move calcium to the right place, he may not need to take these steps multiple times every day, and that may be some relief for him.
He's got the cleanest face around, though, Dave. Good for you. Jordan from Glasgow, United Kingdom. Can I get a cold sore if I'm living on the moon? I don't know.
I'm not sure why you asked that.
Those United Kingdom people are hilarious. I love the UK.
They're my people from way back. Right. That's why you have red hair. I don't know why that would be associated.
Because of Scotland.
But the answer to this question is I don't know.
It's in the UK, the United Kingdom.
No, I'm talking about the moon.
Oh, I thought you were at, okay. Never mind, go ahead, carry on.
Moon, that's all I got. Yeah, so he's probably not going to go to the moon, so don't worry about it. You're golden. Okay. Yes. Yep. On the moon, you have no cold sores, no matter what. That's the rule.
So get to the moon as quick as you can. Go to the moon.
That's the rule.
All right, Elizabeth. My doctor swears I get canker sores because my body is trying to fight off an illness. But if that's the case, I must be constantly fighting off a bug. How can I prevent canker sores?
So she's kind of confirming what we're saying, because when your body's in that state where the immune system can't respond correctly, it may be fighting off all kinds of things. Not necessarily fighting off, but it's kind of like the bugs are kind of starting to have their way. They're just setting up keg parties and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at it like a fever, like something your body does on purpose to detox. It's more like, oh yeah, the viruses are kind of winning. They're breaking down the tissue, and we want to reverse that. So yeah, your body is fighting and losing at the moment.
Right, but it's if you can push calcium down to the level so that it can, you know, and also vitamin C can be important here too. And we go over that a lot in our immunity and common cold episode, but you know, the calcium has to be in the tissues to trigger the immune system to attack, but vitamin C is kind of like the bullets in the gun that the body uses to kill viruses or keep them in check and all that kind of stuff. So it can be important to make sure, because humans don't make vitamin C. We're like the only, us and guinea pigs and primates, I think the only beasts that don't make their own vitamin C. We have to get it from our food, and Our food sucks. So that can be an important step, too, to help to make sure to reduce stuff, is making sure you're getting some whole vitamin C.
Which is different than the ascorbic acid. Like we talked about, ascorbic acid can help lower your urine pH and make you more catabolic. But at the tissue level, we need that whole food form source of vitamin C, because it's essential also just for like the tissue itself, which is why you get scurvy if you don't have it for too long.
Right.
Tissues start to fall apart.
And you wouldn't want to get like just drink a whole gallon of orange juice for vitamin C, because that'd be a ton of sugar.
Right, it'd be sugar, and then and a lot of the orange juice that we see today doesn't have a lot of great quality vitamin C. Like a lot of it is, fractionated C, like ascorbic acid or something that they're just adding to it, so they can say it has vitamin C. It's really better from actual food or like a whole food source supplement of vitamin C.
Like Camu Camu is a good one. You can usually get that at like Whole Foods, or Acerola Cherry, which we're going to put in our protein powder coming up soon. But both of those, just like whether it's a teaspoon a couple times a day or something, would be more than enough. Mm-hmm. But another thing that I've noticed, and I don't know if you've seen this too, Tony, is when people's urine pHs are way out of range, I oftentimes also see that they're systemically a little short on vitamin C. And I don't know if that's because they're not as good at picking it up, or if it's because the anabolic issue is doing something with their depleting their vitamin C. But
there is an issue where the body can't hold on to it. If at the cellular level there's too much falling apart, that can be going on. Or it's another thing of where it doesn't have enough, so more things are falling apart. But that can be... We'll talk about that later. Okay. Yeah, it's a little complicated. Right. The show could go on for an hour or so.
All right. Amber from Clare, Michigan. My mom told me that the day you get that itchy sore feeling of an oncoming cold sore, to hold an ice cube on it for 15 minutes. It's supposed to kill it. It seems to work.
That's another thing, you know, and I have heard from other people that get cold sores that they kind of know. I used to live with a girl that would get them, and she would know when they were coming on.
And when you just took her off, she'd use your toothbrush.
Yeah, you're on the other side of the room. Uh-huh. You go over there. But so if you can take steps ahead of time, it is nice to give you a kind of warning. And it's also nice that you have this kind of warning of, hey, immunity is not working well right now. Take some steps to fix some stuff. Do you know why the ice cube thing would do anything?
Well, I know like Ravici did a lot of experiments when he was analyzing the anabolic catabolic state and how it was affected at different temperatures, and mm-hmm. found that you do shift not only the pHs but also the anabolic and catabolic markers in higher or lower temperatures.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it gets really complicated, but in that you could see why that could also play a part in why temperature would matter, why summer might trigger it more, and why cold could push you to be possibly more catabolic. I forget the nuances of all the different experiments he did about it, but I would suspect that the ice cube solution helped that individual because of that.
Right, but I like it when people find just freaky little remedies that actually can make some sense.
I'd heard that one about the ice cube before, too. Oops, I'd heard that one about the ice cube before, too, but I didn't know why. I just thought because it was a cold sore, it liked cold.
It likes cold, right?
Liza's back. Good timing. I've got a cold sore right now. This one seems to have been brought on by chapped lips. I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like that's Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the chapped lips or...
But if she was out in the sun and that's what caused the chapped lips, then that certainly could have been an issue of the vitamin D pulling calcium out of the tissue.
Yeah, whatever else she's done to like damage it, whether it's heat or sunburn or anything you're doing.
And another issue, sometimes chapped lips, especially if it's chronic, can be an issue of mineral deficiencies and like B vitamin kind of stuff. So if you're low on minerals, then you may not have enough resources for calcium to be at the tissue level like it should be. So that's a thought.
Or just check out who you've been kissing, Liza. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they're clean. All right.
Dave washes his face every few minutes.
Yeah, Dave's clean. Dave and Liza, hook up.
Love match.
All right, Carrie.
We're matchmakers here.
Nashville, Tennessee. Anyone had luck with using grapefruit seed extract? How do you use it and what results do you get? I tried it both as a supplement, 5 drops in my beverage, several beverages each day, and topically dilute 1 drop with about 1/2 teaspoon of water and apply directly to the side of the sore. Now, what is she using for beverages? Because if you're putting 5 drops it in a martini, vodka or a martini,
that's not going to help.
But
I don't know about, a lot of people call it GSE. All the cool kids call grapefruit seed extract GSE.
Okay. I'm going to post that and see how many cool kids answer.
Oh, okay. I'm a cool kid. But my understanding that I use GSE for some people, and it can be really effective, especially for fungal issues. But I don't know how it works for viral issues. I've never tried that with any type of viral issue, so I don't know how effective that would be. Have you ever heard of
I mean, I used to use it back in the days when all I knew was about alkalizing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I haven't really experimented with it or studied it much. So
right. Yeah. My understanding is that it's great with antifungal, antibacterial, but I don't know how it is at viral stuff, so I'm not sure.
Okay, so Carrie, we can't help you.
Thanks for coming out.
Sorry. Anthony, you get them based on your diet. Stay away from foods that contain arginine and consume
arginine.
And consume more foods with lysine. There's that one again. Your body does not build enough of the lysine amino acid, and it must be supplemented with foods high in lysine or pills. Research is pretty accurate. I have had less cold sores in my life since I have avoided certain foods. Stay away from nuts and pork. Good luck, guys.
Thanks for the pep talk. I like that. We usually don't get pep talks from people when they ask questions.
All we usually get is hate mail.
So that's an important factor, though. You know, Will was talking about how lysine can help push calcium back to the tissue levels. But arginine is it's a supplement that's used a lot to lower blood pressure drastically.
And it came from Argentina?
No, it didn't. Oh, okay. But that was good input. But it can pull calcium out of the tissue level, and it can do other things to push somebody more anabolic. And when somebody's using arginine, they'll tell them it can trigger cold sores, and that's why that happens. Yeah. So what Anthony's saying is pretty on track. You know, if you could find foods or supplements that'll raise your lysine level, that can help. And if you're using arginine or eating too many foods high in that particular amino acid, that could be a problem.
What about the nuts and the pork? I know you don't like pork as it is, pretty much, but...
Maybe he just hates nuts.
Oh. Then he won't like your book.
No.
Kick it in the nuts.
Oops.
Right.
So overall, when we're looking at both of these issues, the most important thing is understanding that you want your body to be in a place where the immune system can function. You want the cellular level to have oxygen so that these viruses can't thrive. And you can use ways to monitor your own physiology to see, okay, do I need to take steps before a cold sore comes on so you don't have to wait until you got a big sign on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Would we learn anything else?
Yeah, I mean, the main things you can track, like we've said before, just to reiterate, is your urine pH. If it's over 6.5, that's a good chance you're too anabolic. If your blood pressure is low, like under 113/73, you're probably a little mineral deplete, so you're more prone to not have enough calcium in the tissue levels. And if you're doing stuff that on accident pulls calcium out of the tissues, that's going to be another thing that makes you more susceptible. Like anything that will make you more anabolic, like saturated fats, animal fats, even coconut oil is kind of that.
And a big one is tomatoes. That tomatoes can be really effective at pulling calcium out of the tissue level as well as all the sugars, carbs, alcohol.
Right. So yeah, you want to take your steps to actively push your body to be a little bit more catabolic if you have any sort of outbreak, and take steps to make sure that you're keeping calcium at the tissue levels. The main things.
Yeah.
All right.
No more cold sores. Way
no
to go.
More
Good
cold
job.
Sores. They're all gone. Goodbye to cold sores. You should write a book, Kick It Your Cold Sores in the Nuts.
Okay. I'll have it out tomorrow.
All right. If you want to learn more about how to look at your own chemistry, you can read any of Tony's books or take the free 4-week digestion course at kickitinthenuts.com.
And Will, where can we find your blog?
You can check it out at mybodyofknowledge.net.
I'll do that.
Thanks.
I'm going to check out your body of knowledge.
.net.
Okay, we'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.